already on the phone is one of my favorite authors, Rhys Bowen. Her solo historical novel, The Paris Assignment, comes out on March 8th. And Rhys, you're on the phone for the 10th time. You're the first author I've talked to 10 times.
Wow, well, that's pretty good. Actually, it's August 8th, not March 8th.
Oh, did I say March? I'm sorry.
Don't buy it in March.
I was, you know, I was looking up when the next Molly Murphy book comes out, and that's March 12th.
Right, yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, I have so many books, we can talk once a month almost.
Well, your new book, The Paris Assignment, my goodness, it was so good and heartbreaking and intense, and you don't want to put it down. And I can't say what I said to you after I read it and I emailed you, but
yeah,
there's some sad stuff in it.
It was really hard to write, actually, because I knew that things couldn't all go well. You know, it's wartime, etc. And if I'd made a happy ending, that wouldn't have been realistic. You know.
Well, there is kind of a happy ending.
There's a slightly happy ending.
Yeah.
There's a resolution at the ending. Let's put it that way. But bad things do have to happen because I wanted my heroine to be put through the very worst and to come out triumphant, really, at the end, to show how strong she is. But, you know, I knew what was going to have to happen, and I thought, oh, I don't want to do this. But you have to as a writer.
Your heroine is Madeline Grant. She's from London, and it's 1931, and she's in Paris studying at the, how do you say it, Sorbonne?
Sorbonne. The Sorbonne. It's the University of Paris.
And then she meets French journalist Gilles Martin.
Yeah.
And he sweeps her off her feet. She's never been in love or been in a romance before. And lo and behold, she's supposed to go back to London. She ends up back in Paris. They get married. They're happy. They have a baby named Oliver. And everything seems to be going good until that darn World War II started and Hitler started happening.
Yeah. So he sends her to London to be safe.
Yeah.
And he stays on in France, and she's pretty sure that he's going to join the resistance. But it turns out that she isn't safe in London, and the very worst things happen. And she decides she's approached by the British government to see if she would go back and act as a courier in occupied France. And the interest, you know, I did lots of research on this. You'll know when you read the book that all of their training, the steps of their training, are actually completely true. The fact was that they knew that survival rate for these young women who were sent back to France was actually 25%. So they knew when they went there that they were probably not going to survive, and yet enough people volunteered to do it, which I think is amazing.
And we left out a little bit of info there. When she's in London, because of all the bombings, like a lot of the kids, she sends her Oliver to the north to hopefully be safe up there, and she'll reunite with him someday.
Yeah, but things go wrong. I don't want to spoil it for anybody because I want people to be surprised when they read it. It's very hard to talk about books like this because so much of it you don't want to give away ahead of time.
Yeah,
you
but
want
like
someone
you said,
to go, oh no, oh ah, oh, you know.
Yeah, and Madeline ends up going to France, to the southern area, and you know, she's got all her training, she's got her fellow spies there, but like you said, not everything goes according to plan, and we don't know what's going to happen with Madeline, with Gilles, with Oliver. By the end of the book, it's an intense emotional ride, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. It was for me to write it, actually, very intense and very emotional. So, she's sent actually to Fontainebleau, which is just to the south of Paris, half an hour outside Paris. I set it there because we rented a house there right before COVID, and we rented a house on the Seine in just outside Fontainebleau, and there's this fantastic forest that surrounds it, and it's just a very sort of very picturesque sort of town with the Fontainebleau, the palace, and the chateau, and this forest and the old town and everything. So it's a perfect place to set a book.
And how do you come up with these ideas? Do you just, you're thinking, okay, it's time for me to start working on my next solo book, because you do the Royal Spyness series that comes out in, you know, November 7th for the next one.
Yeah.
You do the Molly Murphy series, which is usually the first quarter of the new year.
Yes.
You're writing three books a year. How do you, like, especially with The Royal Spinus, because now you're getting into the war in that one, and you're talking about World War II in this one. Are you almost overlapping in your mind? Is it overkill sometimes for you?
You know, The Royal Spinus is going to be very difficult and different because it's a funny series. You know, it's light. It's sort of satirical, light, poking gentle fun at British aristocracy. And I'm asking myself, how do I handle it if we get as far as the war? Because, you know, you can't make light of something that was so terrible, really. I'm at the moment in The Royal Spinus, I'm just up to the stage where King George V has died, and his son, the Prince of Wales, has just become king. Okay. And he now wants to marry Mrs. Simpson. Sorry, excuse me. And we know that that's not going to end well. So the next book will probably have to tackle that. So I'm moving very slowly at the moment.
Yeah.
We're in 1936. We can probably have two books in 1937. So we've still got 2 years to go till the war. So who knows if we'll keep... One thing I'd like to do is... I've set this up because I think I'd like to do it. We've got Mummy, Georgiana's mummy stuck in Germany.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, will she need to be rescued at some time?
Well, have you talked? I know I don't want to talk too much about Royal Spinus because we'll talk about that next time. But have you talked to your editors about what the future of the series might entail? Have they given you suggestions or their thoughts as well?
No, they just want me to keep writing it forever. So
okay.
We'll have Georgie in 1967 collecting Social Security. You know, that's how it's probably going to be.
Well, could you do a time jump now that she's having the baby and, you know, things are moved? Maybe you could time jump to 1946 or 47 after a certain period, because it is going to get hard to make it funny, like you said.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Molly Murphy, you write that with your daughter, but hopefully she's going to be taking that over, and you've got a new one.
She's doing much more of it now. We're just starting the next one, Molly number 21, and we are up to this. She's really done all the research and the plotting of this one. So, I'm taking a subsidiary role now, which is very nice because she loves the research. She's very good at it. And we have a plot that involves the very beginning of movie making and the studios in New York. So that'll be really interesting.
Well, I like the plot of the new Molly Murphy one. That's on March 12th. Real brief. We won't talk too much about these newer books because they're not out yet. But I like that she has to go live with her mother-in-law up north because of typhoid. And I can only imagine, because she does not really like her mother-in-law that much.
Yeah. And so that's going to... That plot will involve the very new Jewish bungalow colonies in the Catskills. So life out in the mountains in the summer, that's a very, very pleasant place to spend the summer. And some unpleasant things are going to happen, but it was a fun book to write because lots of interesting things.
And Molly's pregnant, Georgie's pregnant, but she has the baby in the new book, right?
Georgie, yes, she does.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And then do you have trouble deciding if it should be male or female and what you should name these babies upcoming, or was it pretty easy for you?
People, you know, when in the book before, when Georgie was pregnant, people say, is she going to have a boy or a girl? I say, I don't know till it's born. How would I know? They didn't know in those days. So I had to wait till the baby was born and take a look at it and see. So, you know, they don't tell me anything in advance, these characters. They go off on their own and do what they want to. I just write down what they're doing. It's essentially what I do. And, you know, that's a very different way to tackle a book from these big standalones, because Georgie, we have a cast of characters that I know well. It's like going back to a high school reunion. Everybody I know will come in at some stage and do something, and it will be fun, and there will be a murder there somehow, but we will have fun as well. So, you know, it's a very, very much starting with a given premise in those. But these big standalones, it's rather scary to write because it's starting not knowing my main character, really, until I get to know them as I write. And knowing sort of what's going to happen to a certain extent, like, you know, who's going to survive the war, what's going to happen. They're sort of vague until I start to really write it. and see what's going to happen. I knew I wanted her to go to Australia. That was something I knew. That was one of the driving forces behind this book. I wanted to do the whole thing about children being sent to Australia and then after the war going down to hunt Nazis. I knew I wanted that, so I knew that had to be part of the book. But apart from that, you know, she was going to go to France, bad things were going to happen, but I wasn't quite sure how much she could take, how much her friends would take, you know, until I was actually there.
People can follow you on Twitter at Rhys Bowen, at Facebook, Rhys Bowen Author, rhysbowen.com is your website.
Yep.
So the Paris Assignment is out August 8th. The Proof of the Pudding, The Next Royal Spyness is November 7th. Molly Murphy is March 12th. And I'm assuming you'll have another standalone again next summer.
I've just sent it off to my editor about a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Can you tease a little bit what it is yet, or no?
Yeah, it's another book that's World War II and then much later.
Okay.
It's about one of these abandoned villages, what they did in World War II. When they were practicing for the invasion, they used a couple of coastal villages, and they came to the inhabitants one day and said, you have 2 weeks to leave. And they had to take their things and get out, and then they practiced invasion on these villages, literally bombing, destroying everything. And so these people could never go back. So these villages now just sit there, half ruined, and they're still empty. And so the whole plot hinges around the heroine who goes to this village looking for a missing child, and stands there on the main street and says, I've been here before. And they say, you can't have. And so she has this memory that she couldn't possibly have. So is she channeling someone else's life?
Ooh.
It's a very, it's like three different mysteries intertwining in this book. It was hard to write because you had to find out little bits of each of these. It's like putting the pieces together in a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
But I'm very satisfied with it. I'm calling it, you know, I never get to finally choose my titles. It goes through marketing, and they all sort of throw out these titles at me and say, well, you know, the algorithm says this is best. But anyway, it's called, at the moment, An Abandoned Place.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if that holds up.
Hey, Rhys, before I let you go, I have to ask. Yeah. We're recording this a little early. It's summertime. The book, again, comes out on August 8th. Are you in Arizona? Because it's hot where I am in Dallas, but it's even hotter where you are if you're in Arizona.
No. Arizona is our winter home. We leave there in April. When it gets into the 90s, we run back to California. I'm actually north of San Francisco, where it's quite chilly still. I mean, we have fog in the mornings in the summer, so it's been in the 60s and 70s here, so quite pleasant. And literally, I got back a few days ago. I got back from 5 weeks in Europe, so I haven't really been in America much in the summer this year. We were in England and we were in France.
Oh, cool. Well, next time we talk, I'll have to ask you about that. The Paris Assignment, again, is out on August 8th. The Proof of the Pudding, The New Royal Spyness, is November 7th. Molly Murphy is March 12th. That other book you just mentioned, if it keeps the same title, is next summer. I don't know how you do it, Rhys.
Well, I don't know either. I just sort of keep going. And every time I say to my publishers, oh, I think I'd like to slow down, they go, no. So I find myself keeps me busy, let's put it that way.
And, you know, it also cracks me up is that you're with three different book companies.
Isn't that interesting? Works very well. They each have to live up to the other two, which is quite nice.
I'd put you on the spot and ask you who pays better, but I know you won't answer, so I won't.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, no.
Well, Rhys, have a great summer, and I guess this, like I said, The Royal Spyness comes out in November, so I'm sure we'll talk again closer to the release date of that book.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark. That'd be fun.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.